Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my name is Justin Hamilton and welcome to Big Squid. It's Chitter Chatter time with guest Adam Richard. Today's topic is about the most dangerous bird in the world. Start your week with some Chitter Chatter.
Oh, that's not the button. Yes, it is. There we go. That woman.
I guess that must be there because people have been recording.
Secretly recorded.
With, don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Every time something turns up, you go, that's someone's, there for a specific reason.
Someone's done a dodgy.
Yeah, someone has done a dodgy. Yeah. Not us, though, and I'm actually going to use this as the intro for this episode.
Recording in progress.
Yeah. Anyone who hasn't used Zoom will not quite know what we're talking about, but if you have used Zoom, you'll know that woman who sounds like she's running out of batteries when she tells you that recording is in progress.
It is.
This is the Chitter Chatter segment where we start your week off by giving you something else to talk about so you can avoid all the terrible things that are going on in the world. The fabulous Adam Richard has been helping us out in previous episodes. And what do you have for us today, Adam?
The world's most dangerous bird.
do I get any guesses?
You can if you want.
The most dangerous bird. Well, my first reaction is if it was the 80s, it would be Larry Bird.
Can no. You... That's a sports one.
Oh, sorry. That's a sports bird. And then Big Bird on a Bender, that would be a dangerous bird.
Big Bird on a Bender would be terrifying. Yep. But I think we'd just want to hug you. I think there'd just be a lot of hugs from Big Bird on a Bender.
Do not give that guy pills. That's what I do not need.
It's very inappropriate.
Very inappropriate. The letter of the week is E, but what? I have no idea. What is the most dangerous bird?
The world's most dangerous bird lives up and around the, far north Queensland, and I think bits of Papua New Guinea maybe as well. It's the cassowary.
Oh,
Southern
really?
Cassowary, yeah.
Right. It's such a delightful name.
blue lump on its head.
Yeah.
Looks kind of emu-like.
Yeah.
But it has massive feet. Like they still look like dinosaurs' feet. Like, it's so, you know, it hasn't really evolved much since, you know, it was probably a dinosaur.
Right, right.
And they have killed at least two people and tried to kill many others.
Really? So yeah. with the claws?
They've got one of their toes is about 12 centimetres long, and it's just a pointy, like it's like having a knife for a foot. Like, it's got two, the middle toe is just like this big sharp knife toe. Like, it's terrifying.
You know what bothers me most about that? It's only one. So that means that the other toe is fine. Is that right?
Well, they're one on each foot. But one, yeah, on there's each foot. Okay. But three toes on each feet, and one of the toes on each foot is this great big pointy scary knife.
Right.
Essentially a dagger, a 12 centimeter dagger.
And how
5
they...
inches in the old money.
Oh, g'day folks. And how did they kill these people then?
So they've probably killed a lot of people over time, but the earliest recorded one since Europeans came to this country was a kid who had set his dogs on it and was torturing it, and it just lashed out and basically opened him up across his stomach.
Wow.
And he all spilled out.
Wow. Well, you know, like that story started off as, oh my God, what happened to this poor person? And it ended up as, oh no, I'm on the bird side.
Another one, one recently in the last few years killed a guy in America. You know, in America, people just can have anything as a pet.
Yes.
Like, people have tigers and all sorts. So some American guy had a cassowary and it just trampled him, I think. He was old.
Right. Wow.
One kicked someone off a cliff once. Like, he landed in water and survived, but... yeah, one just ran up and went boof and kicked some guy off a cliff in Queensland.
Oh my God. Wow.
Like, they are, stay away from them. They're terrifying. Because they're also like the female cassowary lays the eggs, obviously, and she hooks up with as many men as possible. And she'll hook up with a male cassowary, lay some eggs, and then piss off to get another one. And then he sits on the eggs and raises the chicks.
Right.
And so she just goes around getting rooted and banging out eggs and nicking off to the next one. And they eat whole fruit. Like, they don't really, you know, well, they're birds, they don't chew, but they'll just eat like a whole plum, just like, look. Oh. And they're kind of, they call them the fertilizers of the forest, like they, of the rainforest, because they just wander around. Like, they'll eat these whole fruit and then they'll wander for a couple of kilometers and then shit out the pips.
Right.
And so then those trees will grow somewhere else. So they kind of propagate. There's kind of basically Gardening Australia out there, aren't
they? Wow. I did not know any of this. This is great. And
it's thought that they can communicate through infrasound, through the cask on their head, that little... it's made out of keratin, the lump on their head, and right. They make these really low frequency noises that we probably can't hear. That, and low frequencies travel further,
right,
than other frequencies. So yeah, they can communicate over huge distances. It's theorized. No one's really tested it or worked it out whether it's true or not. But
well,
yeah.
From the sounds of it, they're probably getting their army together and going to start kicking people off cliffs. That's phenomenal. I desperately now want this to be the next Pixar movie.
Murder Bird.
Murder Bird. I'm totally up for this. Well, that is fantastic, Adam. Thank you for that. Where can people find you on the socials?
At Adam Richard at Twitter, or Adam Richard on Instagram, Fabulous Adam Richard on Facebook. I'm all over the place. Or you can listen to my podcast, Adam Richard Has a Theory. It comes out every day. I talk about Doctor Who. I'm an idiot.
Oh, yeah. And you also are doing some hate listening on your other podcast as well.
Yeah. I am a memoir, The Meaning of the Meaning of Mariah Carey. We have been listening to Mariah Carey, which we love, but we also listen to Jennifer Lopez.
Oh my God. I can't.
Can we go into the regular verse?
Oh my God. I can't hear any J-Lo slander. I fell in love with her in Out of Sight and...
oh, we don't watch her films.
Oh no. Well, I don't listen to her music.
Like her. Yeah.
We're both working. Thank you very much, Adam.
Anytime, honey.
Thank you to Adam for joining me today with another interesting fact. And he's pulling double duty this week, as tomorrow we will be back and we're going to be discussing the new Marvel film, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Spoiler alert, I thought it was fucking great. I was really into it. It's a real, you know, it's hard to get this right. You know, you have to thread the needle on so many levels, and it went for 2 hours and 40 minutes. And as you know, I have not really been feeling the Marvel movies for a while, but I felt this one. And I had a really good time. So we will be back discussing that tomorrow. Remember, over at bigsquidpod.com, you can find my blog, Dispatches from the Fury Road. There's a new edition out about my attempts to be a grown-up. And there's a couple of short stories there as well. All short reads that you can, you know, do on public transport or while you're waiting for someone. Nothing that's going to take up too much of your time. You can also find links to previous podcasts, including the latest Beautiful Tales for the Disenchanted, where we have a new story produced by Sean Allen and written and recorded by me. This is my little semi-regular version of the Twilight Zone. I guess it's kind of in that type of area. So if you would like to listen to that, that's a 12-minute podcast, and it's a short story and follows one man who wrote a hit song, and he hears someone else playing it and decides he needs to find out who that person is. It's a dark story. It's grim. It's gritty. It's a little bit surreal. Hopefully a little bit David Lynchian. There you go. That gets thrown around a bit, so why shouldn't I use it as well? A reminder to all my Melbourne friends, I'll be down in your city on the 26th of November for the first time in a few years to perform my new show, Little Victories, at Comedy Republic. Head to comedy.com.au, click on my tile, and you'll find more details there. Don't forget to use the Big Squid promo. It'll get you money off your ticket, and that promo is podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. It's great to have your company. I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with my friends and I. And I'll be back tomorrow with more podcast goodness. Until then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.